Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day on this 26th day of April, almost through the whole month. And I am excited about finishing Psalm 37 with you. So this is Psalm 37 verses 21 through 40 in the New International Version of the Bible, NIV, and it says this: "The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever, for the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked or let them be condemned when they're brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's a lot of talk in here about the wicked and the righteous. And so, Lord, I just acknowledge right now that before I met you, I was definitely on that path. You have rescued me from certain doom and wickedness and wicked thoughts and wicked actions, and you have set my feet in a new place, and I'm thankful for that. Lord, thank you for rescuing us. Thank you for your divine rescue mission of finding your children and forgiving them and taking away their sins as far as the east is from the west, past, present, future sins. We're so thankful for that. Lord, we need firm steps beneath us. We want to take delight in you. Teach us what it means today to delight in you and to find your favor and to find your face, to seek your face continually. Lord, as I read this psalm, I know that there's probably someone out there thinking, well, yeah, that's all nice and good, but I have felt forsaken by God, or there has been a time when I was hungry. He hasn't always rescued me. And Lord, I pray in those difficult places that we would be assured of your presence. Lord, I know that this is an unjust world and there are unjust people doing unjust things to so many people, particularly those who are broken by the world or who are poor or are the alien or a widow or an orphan. And Lord, you take such care of those. You call them your own, and you are hurt when they are hurt. But Lord, there's also times when it doesn't feel like you come through. It doesn't feel like you see us. And during those dark times, those dark nights of the soul that St. John of the Cross talked about, help us to cling to you even more. Help us to choose to have faith in you even when we can't see you working. We can't feel your presence. Because even when we can't see it or feel it, it is true that you are always working out things. You have this tapestry that you're weaving that is beautiful, but we just can't see it. So Lord, for those who are discouraged today, particularly with this idea, would you give them a glimpse, a little tiny glimpse of what is to come? Would you show them your glory in a funny little way? Would you send a friend that encourages them today and pulls them from the doldrums to be able to look to your face again? Lord, we need rescue. We need rescue from our mood. We need rescue from our stress. We need rescue from our worry. We need rescue from our health. We need rescue from our anxiety. We need rescue in our relationships. And you are our rescuer. So we look to you because you are good. You're a good father who loves his kids. So help us to rest in that today. In Jesus' name, amen. thank you so much. This podcast is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org, and they have all of these songs on this website that deal with all sorts of issues like communication problems or commitment issues or confusion or depression or learning about God's love and his presence or guilt or needing healing or dealing with pornography or sex addiction, or if you have special needs kids or you're battling shame or self-harm. All of these things are addressed in music, which is so amazing and beautiful. So you can get a free download of one of their songs called Stain Upon My Heart by going to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray. They also have a coupon code for Pray Everyday listeners, PED30, and that's for the rest of the site and all the other songs there. So take a look, and thank you so much to musicforthesoul.org for sponsoring Pray Every Day.